This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump is claiming to have a new immigration deal with Mexico that contains mystery provisions, even as Mexico says it has no idea what he is talking about. The Mexican Foreign Secretary said there is nothing beyond the previous announcement of Mexico's deployment of 6,000 troops to its border with Guatemala to thwart the surge of Central American migrants heading to the United States. Trump had threatened to impose a 5% tariff on Mexican products arriving in the U.S. starting this week, but backed off when Mexico pledged to ramp up efforts to block migrants from Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala heading north to the U.S. The U.S. House of Representatives voted Tuesday to allow lawsuits against Attorney General William Barr and former White House counsel Don McGahn over their refusal to cooperate with congressional subpoenas in connection with the investigation of Russian election interference. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more on the story.
This resolution gives Democrats more teeth to take legal action to enforce subpoenas against key players like Attorney General William Barr and former White House counsel Don McGahn. Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler.
Despite the continued stonewalling, delay tactics, and distraction by Trump and the administration, we will move forward with holding this president accountable.
California's Maxine Waters says the president isn't above the law.
He carries on like a dictator or a crime boss.
But House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy thinks the rule change on civil court action is the wrong way to go.
They're changing the rules of the House simply because they cannot win.
Democrats say they hope to receive the documents without having to go to court. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, and on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump and the top opposition party frontrunner seeking to replace him next year both campaigned Tuesday in the state of Iowa, where Trump mocked Joe Biden, suggesting the former vice president is not respected on the world stage.
Treat our country with no respect. And you see that with Biden, we would never be treated with respect because people don't respect him. Even if the people that he's running against, they're saying, where is he? What happened?
Biden is largely ignoring the pack of Democrats trailing him in Iowa and elsewhere, zeroing in on Trump for early and direct criticism, including his threats of more tariffs against China, while Washington and Beijing have yet to seal a trade agreement.
China poses real challenges to the United States and some ways a real threat to the United States, but Donald Trump is only exacerbating the threat and the danger. If we do what we need to do at home, if we stand up for American interest, if we invest in our people, live our values, and work with our partners, we can outcompete China every single solitary day.
A spokesman for a liberal advocacy group told VOA that people in Iowa have had patience with Trump on trade, hoping that he will get a real deal with China that offsets the losses so far. But if he leans into permanent tariff or comes up with a meaningless deal, patience may run out. Trump is threatening more tariffs against China if President Xi Jinping skips a meeting he plans to have with him later this month when both attend the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan. Police are charging a man as an accomplice to attempted murder in the shooting of former Boston Red Sox baseball superstar David Ortiz in his native Dominican Republic. The suspect is the motorcyclist who drove the gunman to a Santo Domingo bar where Ortiz was shot. A crowd held the driver until police arrived. The gunman got away. Ortiz underwent surgery in the Dominican Republic before being flown to the U.S. for additional treatment after he was shot. Ortiz's wife says he is in stable condition and resting comfortably in a Boston hospital. Uganda's health ministry is confirming that a 5-year-old Congolese boy tested positive for Ebola, marking the first time the virus has spread across national borders during what has become the second worst outbreak in recorded history. The news is a blow to health workers who have been fighting for months to prevent the spread if the virus across the border from Congo, where more than 2,000 cases have been recorded in the past 10 months. Almost 1,400 of them have died. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News here in Washington.